Happy birthday for yesterday, Cookie. No doubt it was a raging Tuesday birthday.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, no, it was, sort of. The last couple of months have been quiet, so it was good to get out to a cafe, so that was good.
I was about to say, mate, how do you celebrate in isolation? But you're allowed her out. The rules have changed somewhat.
Yeah, the rules have changed somewhat. Still going through what we can and can't do, but there's definitely some things we can. That was, you know, go play golf, which some of the boys love, and the cafes. So, you know, that's what I did. Yesterday I went with my wife and daughter out for breakfast, which was, and had a good day off from training as well.
Are you allowed to, like, go out to a pub or anything like that?
No. So no. That's probably good for everyone. Everyone's saving their money a bit more there, yeah. So it'd be good. So, no, there's pubs, clubs, bowling clubs.
The tab?
Yeah, tab. It doesn't say tab on the list.
I'm not sure yet, there's a loophole.
If you celebrate a good victory, Cookie, are you allowed to go to someone's house? How do you celebrate? Are you not allowed to get together in groups still? What's the go?
Yeah, so we're just clearing up a few things. You can have some visitors to your house, up to 5 and 10 in total, I think, for the day. You also have to go through who's visiting your house. And if you're going to visit someone like family, you have to get it approved by the NRL as well. They're just going through a couple of extra steps to who you're actually visiting and what, you know, if they have any, you know, if they're in that age bracket, high health risk and stuff like that. So they're just double-checking all those things as well. So there's a few things you've got to get done before you can do some things, but there's definitely, it's definitely been good to have some restrictions lifted, like, you know, cafes, going on the beach, or, you know, playing golf.
Yeah, I know things have changed since I played, but one of the best things about, you know, having a victory or playing a game was the get together after the match. Does that mean you probably stay more at venue, like in the dressing shed for a little bit longer than what you have in the past?
Well, I think we should be fine to go in groups to games now, which might allow us to hang around the sheds a bit longer, which will be good. But at the moment, like the early games where you had to drive yourself out to games, then, you know, couldn't have too many drinks in the sheds after because obviously you had to drive. So hopefully moving forward now that we can probably hang around a little bit more and celebrate those wins because, you know, that is one of the best parts of having a win, especially, you know, away trips or stuff like that. You get to celebrate the team. But, you know, we can't do that at the moment. But hopefully we can. Yeah, moving forward, like you said, we can spend a bit more time after games now that we can probably carpool to the games.
Now, Cookie, dead set, how many jobs does your coach get linked to?
Fair few. So I read something the other day or something. He was doing the Warriors Monday, Wednesday, Dragons Tuesday, Thursday, and then I think the Bulldogs on a weekend. So he's linked to all those clubs. But no, I can understand why. He's a great coach, and you know, but we love him here.
What have you got out of your relationship with Wayne Bennett? Take us into the things we don't see in regard to his player interaction.
He's great with just you know, mentoring players. He understands how different players react to situations and how they take feedback as well. I'd like to think he's definitely hard on me at times, and which I do enjoy because he definitely wants to get make me a better player, and that's what I want to do as well. So sometimes things can be harsh to hear, but it's what I need to hear sometimes to grow as a player. So I've enjoyed that part of having him here. And, you know, he came after I had it, lucky to have a pretty good year in 18. And then after that, I wanted to take my game to another level. So I think it's he's come to the club at the right time. And just certain things of not overplaying my hand and understanding the job, doing the right job for the team and using the players around you as well, which has been a big one for me.
Cookie, some real positive talk about the Rabbits at the moment. Look like the boys are playing some good footy. What are some of the areas since coming back with these new rules that you guys have been working on and obviously implementing?
Yeah, no, we feel like we've been building nicely. We had a couple of tough games at the start, but we still thought we did a lot of good things in those games. But probably the one thing, or two things we haven't done over the last few weeks since we've been back is we're just giving away too many yardage penalties, allowing teams out of their own end. And we're not completing ourselves. So we're not going to that arm wrestle and getting the fatigue into teams and actually taking advantage of the new rules at the moment. We don't see we've had the full effect of that yet. So that's probably the big improvement for us is actually completing high, going step for step with teams. And that's when we'll see the quite mobile pack that we have really do some damage to the opposition.
Cookie, we all saw the vision after the game last weekend with Latrell Mitchell in tears and Wayne Bennett having a discussion and putting an arm around him. How is Latrell? And I suppose the broader question is, you know, are you happy with television cameras being placed inside your dressing sheds?
Yeah, look, with Latrell, I was myself and Renault were still out in the field doing some media stuff. And by the time we got in, we'd missed the whole thing. So we didn't actually know anything had happened. But when I was dealing with Troll and Sheds, he was fine, joking around, enjoying the win. So it was a brief, short moment. So he's all good. You know, and we're loving having him here. He's really enjoying his footy here, and you see what he does for us during the games. He's just been playing some really good footy and building nicely. You know, it's good to see him enjoying his footy, and yeah.
Now the Penrith.
I've got one of the boys annoying me. So I was trying to answer that question at the same time.
Let me guess, Adam Reynolds.
Liam Knight.
Right, yeah. Tell him he's a pain in the ass and piss off.
So I think I missed the second half of that question.
No, I was just going to ask you about the Penrith Panthers this week, Cookie. Cup coming off a win against Melbourne last week, an impressive win. What have you done on the Panthers so far, and what are you expecting?
Yeah, they had a great win against Melbourne. They went there with a game plan and got it done. And Panthers are playing some really good footy, and for us, we've had two good wins. So we see them as one of the top sides at the moment. And we want to see where we're at and how we've improved. And like those points I spoke about before, about completing and going into arm wrestles, what we want to do. And got Appy. I think he's playing some really good footy. And Nathan Cleary, those two guys are doing a great job. And we've got to make sure that, you know, we limit their go forward, because once they get a bit of go forward and they've got kick out as well, they've got some great strike out wide. I think both their wingers are doing a great job coming out of yard as well. So it'll be a big game for us to make sure we do go set with them, and that's what we want to work on, and gives ourselves the best chance to win the game.
Who's got the job this week? You'll give it to Cody or Adam, no doubt, marking kick out.
It might be another little trick. I don't know which one is yet, but I think they're definitely not fighting over it, I'll tell you that.
I did that in a State of Origin once. I thought I had to mark Mal Meninga, and I went, no, I'm not marking Mal. I went to the other side. And I think Freddie was the other centre. He looked at me and goes, mate, you're right, not left. I said, not today.
Cookie, well, looking forward. It is a good match Thursday night. Can't wait to watch it. South of Penrith. Thanks for talking to us.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.